Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant! We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
And yes, we are live. It's Allison along with Red Hood and Johnny.
Hello.
And... Yes,
we are live. And well, tonight on program, on tonight's program, I mean, we have a show for you tonight.
Well, yes, we do.
We do have a show, as soon as I can get the show up.
We have a show.
Yeah, I think that's kind of needed.
It's kind of needed, right? In honor of the person, we sort of need to go forward because we didn't even do tonight's sponsors yet. This is how bad we are over here.
Come on.
I am coming. I'm coming. As fast as my mouse can carry me. Speaking of mouse. In episode 411.
Mm-hmm.
And the news that never gets old, well, the title says it all tonight's episode. Because the news that never gets old, we have the news that never gets old, but first, what you guys love, the promos. Get a $25 American Express gift card for every $100 spent on Desiree luggage. Only available from November 10th to November 13th. That means if we're only putting this on today, you have one more day in 24 hours to purchase your luggage.
Yes.
The promotions, we're sorry that we didn't put it on sooner. However, the promotion is able to be combined with other site promotions. Also,
which is awesome.
For the CVS store. Take 20% off your order. And where can you find us? Well, you can find us at itsmyeuros.com/ANC Press or tweet us at AMCPress31 and AMC Press News, which can be found, again, on itsmyeuros.com/ANC Press. Allison, you have our first story? Take it away.
Yes, yes. We all love Mickey Mouse and Disney, but there's families out there that are quite upset with the mouse because of ADA laws. And we all know what ADA laws are. Which means the mouse changed its disability policy about last year. And there's families who have kids with developmental or intellectual disabilities, and they're not able to get any accommodation, which means any kids that have ADHD, autism, Asperger syndrome, their disability access wasn't even, they weren't even allowed to get the disability access card.
Wow.
Which I was
Why?
They were denied all, they claimed that that the new policy affects children with developmental disabilities who experience meltdown, allegedly because they couldn't handle waiting for a ride. And as an adult with a disability, I myself had to use that card, which is not just used for kids with disabilities. It's used for anyone who has a disability.
Let me get this straight. So if I were in a Disney line, I went, Heather, where can we go? They wouldn't issue me a pass.
No, you would have to provide some sort of documentation, which I had to provide.
Right.
But then kids, like, and I saw it, even when I went there, they were starting to enforce their type of this new rule, which means me and my family got a little bit of accommodations. It still wasn't very suitable when someone who has a short attention span and also has anxiety could have some anxiety for waiting a long time. So I'm just like, can we go?
Yeah.
Why can't we go?
Or the alternate version, can we go please?
And then it's
no.
I want to go. I want to do this, I want to do that. And me, having my own fair share of problems, this is a way of helping those who need this. I try to be as normal as possible. It does not mean
normal?
I'm going to
Sorry. Wait.
Or not truly take advantage of the of everything. Of not going, I want to make it where if it's a more than 5-10 minute wait, I would go. I tell you that for a fact. I would just want to go and not be around, not do, because I just look at it and think I could be doing something else.
Is it?
It's almost like you want to have a thing of that sort of. It's almost like you need to have that accessibility for people who actually have disabilities. So.
So let's just put a spin on it like we always do. Okay, then what if the judge says to Disney, you must pay these poor people? What have you done to them? And the mouse says no.
He's going to end up losing a lot of money if he doesn't. But that's
how much
something
money will
where,
he be in debt?
Think about it. People grow up with Disney. People also have a mouth. So word of mouth advertising can go very well. So if you have the ability to talk, if you have that ability, guess what? People could boycott it easily. no questions asked, they can. So, Mouse could either help them, or he could also hurt them.
Yeah, but it's almost like when you wish upon a star, you know, and yet, kind of when you don't wish upon a star, either way you get shit done.
Sure. The mouse can be paying a lot of people money if they don't say we're going to do what it needs to help. So.
True. But yeah, how long?
How long has this been going on then?
I know that there's a lot of issues when they decide to say, oh no, you can't do X, X, and X. You can't allow families to take advantage of this because of cracking down on the issues that are at hand. Last time I checked, can't deny people who have. You could try to deny people with disabilities, but then you also have the issue of court cases. Very, very bad thing. And then advocates get involved. Question there. Mickey Mouse's and Disney's, their rights to have things, have the parks have ADA rights, especially when. There's kids, obviously, that may not show that they're disabled. That they're disabled, but then there's the ones that obviously are. So it's almost like you're wanting to hurt the kids that ultimately.
And how do you know? Just let me interject with these things. How do you know whether a person like me or you? Has
a disability?
A disability. Can you judge by our face or by our voice or how we actually go, how ticks?
No, they can't. And when it comes to people trying to take advantage of it, shame on them. You don't hinder those people who actually need it. Because that's why kids and people with disabilities ultimately take up how much of their market to say, yeah, you want to lose money, we could do that for you. Very quick. Very, very quick.
I mean, thousands and thousands of dollars drained out of a mouse's bank account. How much cheese can you buy? I mean, really, how much cheese can you buy? He can't buy really much of anything, can he? I mean,
it's almost like, nope, not that much. It's almost like, oh, you wanted our money. Then why don't you actually...
No, it's not like you wanted our money. It's it's something other than that. We want your money. Yeah. It's like, we want your money, but, you know...
We won't give a damn about
you. We won't give a damn about you. We'll just give you your money. You know, give us your money. Like, if Euro Disney was being sued, not only are they friends, but Mickey Mouse has loads of anti-tan. If you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, John Peter, and a big need for shaving. Anyway, Yeah, it's like suing you, you know, Disney. You wouldn't want to go, you'd be suing for more pounds than it was worth. But suing all the same.
Oh, it's almost like, oh, did we do this? Oh, did we do that?
Whether you did it or not is not the point now, is it?
Right. It's like, it's the, oh, you did. Yeah, you did. Now, make your amends. Help, actually do it. I would love to see them actually include more characters with disabilities. Actually making it where, putting disabilities in the forefront in their movies.
Yeah, hopefully if they come out with a Toy Story 4, they will put everything.
Make a child who has a disability that is not only, that has intellectual disabilities as well, and down to those who might have another kind of handicap, have some sort of disability that doesn't have to be so. And I myself look at this and say, come on, something has to give.
Well, something has to give.
And it's not us who have disabilities either. Because we help support Disney. Now, when is Disney going to get off their rump, their little get off
Never.
Their butts, and say,
Never is a simple answer.
Why don't we actually listen to those who actually help make the fans that watch every movie, the fans that purchase all the movies, and also the Disney junkies, as they're called, like the Disney fanatics and Disney fans who support Disney no matter what. Because there's also fans out there that have disabilities. Do you think there's not? You're mistaken. You could go on Facebook. There's groups out there. There's so many people in those groups. They could tell you otherwise. And seeing how many people are actually affected. And then you wonder. Then think about it. Because people with disabilities do take up a nice amount of your market, which means could be very bad. Could actually be something where you feel ultimately affected, where you actually realize maybe we shouldn't have done this.
Maybe you shouldn't have done this? No. Shouldn't have done this ever. It's sort of like
if you enter the park and you go left and you go past the Velveteen Rabbit and then you turn past the White Rabbit and then you go past Captain Hook, all of them are saying, we want your money.
And I myself am wanting to do stuff with very special person in my life. Do you think I'm going to want to make sure that we're both ultimately protected? Oh, yeah.
Ultimately or sort of ultimately? Because, you know, I'm just playing devil's advocate here, but this person might really kind of want to go to Disney, but yet, how does protection come into it?
To make sure that people are actually, that those who have disabilities, like us, or like those who face the same things we face, have that ability to say, okay, lines are getting too long. If we need to get a little bit more accommodations, we get that. Or there's a chance of people getting antsy and then also getting stared at. Like, there's something wrong. Which is never the best.
Well, it's never the best. I mean, it's never the best when, you know, they don't give the largest part of their business a fair shake. You know.
And getting the fair shake. And I'm sure Disney does realize ADA laws come into effect, which means...
Oh, they're huge.
They're huge. It's almost like you're wanting to make it where people who ultimately need the help don't get the help.
Absolutely.
More.
Absolutely.
More.
And I think... Yeah, I think that we should cover this point as well. But this just in, there's a post Veterans Day special at iHome.com. That's iHome.com. Get 20% off the entirety of your purchase by entering the code VALOR, V-A-L-O-R, plus an additional 5% off when they donate to Hope for the Warriors. This coupon is valid through November 17th. So hurry. It's November 12th. You have 6 days left. Hurry! And on with our Thursday night. Apparently, Bed Bath and Body Works has done it again. Their fragrance is maybe nice. But what about their stance on disability?
God, not so much.
But yet, how is it not so much exactly?
How about you elaborate more, Red Hood?
Well, how is it not so much? Well, let's just see. Well, first off, it was a field trip to the mall for students with special needs when it was disrupted last week when the teachers say that an employee at Bed Bath, not Bed Bath & Beyond, autocorrect.
Wow.
Bath and Body Works refused to allow their group to enter the store. 17 students from the St. Louis, Missouri area high school went on a trip to practice life skills. Now, you know,
and social skills, as in how much is this?
What is this? How do I smell this? And how do I put it up to my nostrils?
I wouldn't go that far.
They wouldn't even... Yeah, but they wouldn't let... This person was stupid. The employee apparently assumed the group wouldn't be buying anything and was so concerned as if they walked past the sensor in the tracks of the number of people. The stories say that it would hurt the sales percentages.
But, yes, well, I look at this and say if the students were allowed in, guess what? Someone brought $10 to $20 worth of merchandise and there's 17 kids? Yeah, they wouldn't be complaining then.
I mean, they wouldn't be complaining, but, you know, at the same time, how would you feel if you were the kid who said, I want to get the lavender scent? And the store employee is like, nope, you're not even allowed 1 foot into the door.
That's
but I want it.
Bullshit.
No.
That's called bullshit. That's called discrimination. Discrimination.
Yeah, like the extra thing.
It's no bullshit.
But I also see, I could potentially see a worker getting fired because discriminating against, it's like you're discriminating. Bravo! You get the pin for being stupid!
You get a pin for being stupid, but at least it's a pin for being honestly stupid.
Oh, good for you!
Exactly. Good for you. Good for you. And, good for you.
And then you come back to them once, come back to school once you're, I say the employee should apologize to every, should apologize not only to the school, but to the students that were there.
How do you say that? Why do you say that?
Think about it. They discriminate against students. Think about this. Discrimination. Bad thing. Very bad thing.
Well, discrimination is a bad thing, yeah. But discrimination is a bad thing when you have the
students never done anything to them. Students was trying to only purchase some things from them. Yeah, let's screw that up.
Well, how in the world do you screw that up, though? I mean, yes,
they already managed that. They kind of already managed that, the screwing up part. It's just me.
I mean,
they kind of already managed that.
Well, they managed that, and then since then,
successfully,
Brown has received an email with an apology from the regional manager who said that they are addressing the problem. As
they're
firing the employee.
As in, you're gone.
As in, will be addressing the problem. Say what?
With the pink foot, maybe? With the pink foot? Possibly.
But this is not the first time that Leon has been criticized for such an incident. In March, the company also apologized to an employee in Alabama asking another group of special education students to leave Bath and Body Works.
Oh, so they're buying two for two, then.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I guess. At least there's something right. Their batting average is two for two for screwing up.
Well, they're banging out two for two.
Maybe there will be a number three. Maybe they'll bang out a third.
They're 0-2 and they just struck out again.
Yeah. Maybe like, can I get some more of your products? Maybe not. Oh,
this
wait, can I get some lavender stuff? No. Do I get anything else? No.
This is called bad.
It's called heinous.
I feel for the students. I don't care. could care less. I look at the employee that did this. It's just wrong. You want to try to hurt people with disabilities. Guess what? You don't know how many people you could have infuriated, but that's fine.
Well, it's fine until somebody gets hurt, right? Johnny, why is Jon Stewart saying SNL gets an unfair amount of criticism?
Yeah. I don't know why.
Well, he must be saying it somehow or somewhat.
And he's been on for, like, what, over 30 years?
Over 30 years worth. I mean, it is funny because...
It's a show like Saturday Night.
And I hate when the autoplay happens.
Yeah.
Or it is... video show.
It is funny because... It is funny because in the age of the overnight recap, critics can be fooled to SNL, but yet each show is picked.
I say 30 years.
And
let's try it again. It's been on for 40 years now.
Yeah, I mean, try it again, exactly, because. 40 years.
Wow.
40 years, which means that they have staff writers, they have so many people that step
to the beach. As it may be.
Yeah. So, there's how many people of saying, okay, there's people who are now coming back. And there's people that are now saying that they're moving on. It's almost like there's so many shows they've moved on, dude. So why not?
I mean, and also that they've stayed relevant to everything.
Yeah, even with topics that clearly. Have made it where you're actually.
I mean, the fact is that in reality, it's like an off-Broadway show that they're producing weekly, and it's not just that, but you know, when Stewart takes a stage or SNL takes a stage or whatever, right?
Or Colbert.
Exactly.
It's a thing in which it's a thing where, yeah, we see the changes. We see how many cast members come in and out and who've been a part of it and are doing their own thing and are doing it a great job.
Doing it their way.
Like, we do it our way. And it works.
Right. And it works. So why change it?
It's almost like, oh, you want to change it because... Why exactly? Oh, you don't like it.
Oh, good for you.
Well, I mean, it is. It's complete bollocks. It's complete.
It's more than bollocks.
It's complete. You know, how many times have you been knackered about the time that, even in England, you can't really get SNL unless you have Hulu.
Right.
And even Hulu isn't around yet. Netflix is. So, you know, it just arrived there last year. So, you know, it is, one thing after another, it seems.
Right.
I mean, what are you going to pick about? I mean, was it a slow news day having post? Or, oh wait, yes it was, because it's hump day. Of course, it is a slow
news
day.
It's hump day! Woo-hoo!
It's like,
let's make it where everyone gets pissed off because you're making fun of the... You're making accusations about the deal, about SNL. Yeah, that's sad. Quite sad. It's like saying, oh no, yeah, we're just going to take everyone who's been on SNL, the alums from SNL, and say, oh no.
I mean, you're going to take everyone on SNL and basically shit on them because they're current.
They're current and they don't care about things. They care about things, that's why they say, oh yes, we're going to actually discuss this.
I mean, discussing it and doing two different things.
Right.
I mean, discussing it is one thing.
Is what? Then actually pushing people to feel like what they're doing is wrong is another. Oh, that's another story. All together.
That's a whole.
Oh yeah.
It's a whole different ball game.
Yeah, exactly.
You want to strike out? Strike out on your own. Not on SNL's part. How about
no,
on your part?
Use it. No. Use SNL as a calling card if you've been on SNL. Okay? Say I was on SNL, it will get you far. If you weren't on SNL, don't fucking bother.
It's almost like use it as a way, as an asset.
Right.
Not as anything other than.
Exactly. You know, a lot of the youngest guy in the show right now is a guy from New Jersey. The old Pete Davidson, right? He's the youngest guy. He's 21. then you have Daryl Hammond, who is Daryl Hammond, you know.
Right.
Then.
Right.
You got you got Natasha Wright or Rothwell, who's doing the Ryan stuff. You know, Cecily Strong was on Weekend Update. Michael Bryan, you know, was great. Nassim Pendron was fantastic, got it occasionally annoying. But, you know, the thing is that if you watch the show, it's always, you know, Brooks Whelan didn't return to SNL as a features, but John Milheiser couldn't return, Noah Wells didn't return. Yeah, so about 3 out of 9?
Yeah.
That's pretty good for a batting average, I'd say.
Right. That's really good.
Yeah.
And they probably have other things going on, too.
No, it's not that they have other things, because once you get this job, it's a couple of thousand dollars.
Right.
You know, and it's your big chance to actually move into New York City.
Right.
I mean, listen to Mark Maron's podcast, and a few SNL actors have actually been on there. The most recent one has to be the guy that did Sunday Morning with Andy. Help me out. Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Andy Samberg.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
he
that's
is...
the most... Yeah. Chris.
And he had his start on SNL.
Well, but if you get your start on SNL, really good. But because everybody wants to... Everybody wants to everybody wants to get your name.
Right. It's like you're wanting, they all want their name out there. Yeah, that's a huge thing. It's big. And I'm sure that those that left had their reasons to why they're not coming back.
Exactly.
Probably had other, it's not a thing of, it's everything changes. Everyone does a lot.
Exactly.
Of things. So... Yeah, I don't see an issue. I look at this and say, it's a great thing. Show that's actually leading so many people to get what they want in life. Last time I checked, there's nothing really much out there of that nature.
Why do you say that?
There's things out there, but then there's those times of year where there's those things actually show, okay, you're going to end up having the chance of, okay, yeah, you're going to be doing X, Y, Z.
Exactly. You there is a thing called karma. I mean, the karma is that when you finally reach that point of stuff, right, and the shit that you want to put out, and you have it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Then do
you
it.
You should be
You should be ecstatic. You know, most people don't get the chance to do what we do.
Yeah.
They just don't.
I agree.
But that's why this is so cool. You know what I mean? That's why this is so, so cool. If you join SNL, that is like joining Hollywood royalty.
And it's a big thing. It's a rather large thing to do. But everything does come. It's almost like you're getting your chance to write with not only the best of the best, and who are comics and comics too.
But, you know, to do what you do, to do what we do, you know, we should be so lucky, but we also should be so fortunate, you know, because we get up, we pursue our day, and then we do this show, and we broadcast it over you lovely people.
Yes.
You know, and we have personas, and we say really, really cool things. Well, mostly awful things, but really cool things about awful people. and then so does SNL. You know?
Yeah.
So does SNL. SNL does the same thing. You know, doing the same thing well, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Doing that, great. You know what I mean?
If someone's like
being fired for you, no, even better.
It's almost like they had to leave. They left. It doesn't mean they won't do something else.
No.
Gives them more leeway to as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Versus being tied down. You never
and
know.
Tied down
know.
And tied
we
down.
We don't even know.
In such a way that you can't
pull out?
Yeah. You can't pull out. You know what I mean?
Which is very sad.
Oh, yeah. It is very, very sad. But yet, I mean, taking that into effect, it is rather interesting because of the fact that you have fame. And fame isn't everything. You know?
Yeah.
Fame isn't everything, and when it is, then it's great.
Right. I agree.
Yeah. Kind of thing.
It's huge. It's like you're seeing so many things. Go on. And then you think, okay, we need to do, there has to be a way of just saying, okay, this is it. And let everyone grow, not hinder.
Actually, hell, do you want
another
shit.
Story we have to get to? About man
yes.
driving, accidentally driving
yes.
through.
Apparently. Before we get to that, though.
Yes. Have you tried forcing an unexpected reboot?
Yes. Before we get to that, the worldbooks.com is offering 15% off of $50. Just use the code WBE5. KY4. WBEKY54 at checkout. And now for our final story of the night. Well, I couldn't believe it myself. A man driving at 95 miles per hour brakes in Maine. So this can only happen in Maine. Has driven into and fell to the sidewalk while rambling down to escape a fire after breaking into a Portland flower shop. Ronald Polanski told the Portland Press on Monday he was trying to surprise a friend on Saturday by sneaking up the fire escape and climbing into the apartment of her window. 29-year Polanski, an artist, uses the name Rook Sky, but he said he got the building wrong and ended up in the forest. Oh, sorry, mate.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oops.
Can you please,
oopsie.
Move.
Oopsie.
Oh, wait.
Like,
I want
oopsie.
Those tulips. And I think I'll take some geraniums and I'll take, I don't know what else to take. I'll take the pot of plants on the window, thanks. And I'll just head up the staircase here. Shit. Damn it, fucking Christ, it's broken. Oh, shit. Now I have to go down back around the corner to get the other flat. Oh, shit, drop that one too. Oh, damn it, now I just have the flowers.
Flowers. Everyone loves their flowers, but...
You know, he said he'd been drinking beer, and he said it was foolish. But yet, authorities said they've decided not to charge him, but he plans to apologize for the florist. I can only imagine what that would be like. Ding, ding.
Hello?
Yes.
Doc? I know. I'm really, really sorry. There's about 5 minutes of silence.
Yeah, of course.
Both of them are staring at each other. Look, can I pay for the Shut up. I know, it was wrong. You climbed up the fire escape. I didn't tell you to do that. Look. I'm really sorry if I stole your prized geraniums. I know they were for the competition on Saturday, but I really had to impress this girl. Shut up. I don't need your apologies. But I plan to apologize. I said it in the article. And all you wanted is an apology, eh? Yeah, I want an apology. I want to actually apologize for stealing your geraniums. I really didn't mean it, and I was going to water them. Honestly, I was. So, let me get this straight. You want to apologize for coming into my... Yes, it was a mistake. It was a mistake. I mean, honestly, the mistake. Come on. I could have taken benzoids and actually gone drunk, but I was drunk, and I thought beer for flowers, flowers and beer, you know. Yes, Lewis? You can relate? Right? Yeah, I guess. So you would see that a sidebook grows in Florida shop, wouldn't you? Yeah, I guess. Look, I won't steal your geraniums if you don't impress my girlfriend. Deal? Deal. Okay, he exits the thing. He comes back. What? And the next day, the girl describes a broken window. I think case closed on that.
Yeah, I think.
You know.
But, yeah.
And case closed on this episode, right? Well.
Yeah, I definitely have to say that with all the amazing deals we have, they could find all the deals on amcpressco.com, which means that, yes, you'll be able to get to see we'll get to see everything we have.
Exactly.
Which means...
And on that note,
we will bid you adieu. We'll be
we'll
back
bid you adieu
tomorrow.
And good night.
Good night, everybody.